Hello, and welcome back to the Book Marketing Tips and Author Success Podcast. This is Penny Santivari and Amy Cornell. I'm excited, Amy, about this show. I know we've had this listener idea for a couple of weeks now, so I'm really glad that we can finally address it, because I think you've encountered a lot of folks who wonder about, you know, what elements can we, as an author, we always tell people, you got to start early. But not everything can be set up to support your author platform early, right?
Yes, exactly. There are definitely some things you can work on, but there are others. And again, like you said, Penny, a lot of these recommendations are kind of out there, like check this off your list. But I was so glad that a listener asked us this question, because it's like, wow, that's a very good point. Because this is kind of, I think, one of those, you get so close to this work, sometimes you forget how not intuitive it is to somebody that doesn't know the steps and the processes and things like that. So yeah, she said, I'm trying to sign up for Goodreads and BookBub and do all these things, but my book hasn't released yet. And I feel like I'm being told I need to do it, but I don't know how to do it. And I was like, light bulb, we definitely need to talk about this so everybody fully understands when they can start prepping some of these major kind of cornerstone elements to their platform. And
right,
make it a little clearer about what to do now, what you have to wait on for a little bit, so you can kind of set up your timeline and your marketing schedule.
Well, and we talk a lot about brand. I mean, one of the things that especially when I'm teaching classes, I love talking about brand marketing versus book marketing. Brand marketing is the stuff that you do ahead of your book launch. So when authors say to me, my book's coming out in a month, or my book's coming out in 6 months, or my book's coming out next year, like, what can I do now to support that effort? And that's where this gets a little bit confusing, because not everything can't, like, for example, and I don't want to get too far ahead of this, but like Author Central, you have to have a book in order to be able to claim your Author Central page. So that's not something that you can work on early. But your website, so one of the things I want you to think about is, as an author, so I want you to think about the things that are going to, they're sort of like the pillars to your platform, right? So your website, you can start early, because websites, and Amy and I know this because when we redesigned our site, I mean, it always takes longer than you assume, right? Like, oh, the website design, like, oh, it'll be done in a week. And then 3 weeks later, you're right. I mean, you're still kind of waiting.
Home renovation or like redoing your kitchen or something like that. It's like all of a sudden you can't cook in your kitchen for 6 months.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, so your website is something that I would definitely recommend starting with early. And, you know, what's interesting is that a lot of times authors are much more inclined to do the easy stuff first, which I get is also human nature.
Oh yeah. I'm raising my hand over here.
But I mean, I encourage you to start with the harder stuff first. So start with the website early. Mm-hmm. And even though you're not going to have anybody to talk to yet, start a blog and start a newsletter. I mean, would you agree?
Oh yeah. I mean, and it's so, what's so great about starting the blog early, Penny, is that it's such a great opportunity to pre-populate your site with all those supporting elements that would be really interesting to, that should be really interesting, at least to a reader, to your target market. So if you've written fiction, do some posts with character development and how you came up with character names, and do some really cool kind of behind the scenes content. And, you know, if you write nonfiction, like, get some stuff up there that proves that you really know what you're talking about, because most people that buy nonfiction books, they go with an author that has other things going on. You know what I mean? They want to see a great social account that's busy, that's putting out good content, or a website with a blog that's got really great content on it, because it proves that you can go beyond the book. Because most people aren't going to fix all their problems with just one book. You know, it goes beyond that. And you also want to be connected to those people for longer than when they close the last page or they close the back cover, you know? So getting your blog populated with content that shows you really have a handle on your area of expertise or what you're able to solve is makes such a big difference in one, making that sale, and then also getting them to refer you to other people.
Right. And it's also, so if I can kind of give you a little bit of a visual, it's kind of like if you're throwing a party, right? So you're throwing a party, and we've all been to parties, and we've also all been to parties where you show up early, right? Or you show up on time, maybe even before somebody, even like anybody else is there, you know, and the host is still putting out the food and the music isn't playing yet. And you're like, okay, well, I feel super awkward, right? Whereas if you show up at a house, the music's like pouring out the front door and people are laughing and talking, and it feels like excitement. So the reason that I use that analogy is, think of this as a party. Think of this with, you know, a lot of times authors are like, well, I don't have anybody to write for, but that's not really the point. Start setting the table, start putting all the goodies out, and start to create an atmosphere so people aren't walking in like, oh, well, this feels super new, and okay, well, good luck, I'll see you in 6 months, and then they forget who you are.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And that's part of the reason why, you know, your social media accounts. So, you know, and I understand, like, you're like, I don't know what I'm going to say. This is why you want to start this process early. And we did a podcast on brand marketing versus book marketing, which goes much deeper. So definitely look back through our library and find that podcast if you want to do a deep dive into that. But social media accounts, you can start those up early. Should I start an author page on Facebook? Should I grab my author page on Facebook right now? I'm of two minds on that, Amy, and I'd love to get your take, right? I'm a huge fan of starting social media early, but I don't necessarily, I mean, you know, my personal page on Facebook, which I don't really use for personal stuff. I use it just for author memes and stuff like that. Is probably busier than our actual business page, right?
Oh, yeah, because it gets a little bit of everything.
Because it gets a little bit of everything. If you have, I mean, I guess the answer to that is that if you are going to get a Facebook author page, if you have a very personal Facebook page where you're sharing family vacations and, you know, whatever, then yes, you definitely want to have an author page. I mean, Amy, what, I know you manage our social media and social media of our clients. What do you think?
Yeah, I think I agree with you. Starting early is good. And I think another way to look at it is that, and I think we see a lot of authors get stuck in this trap, Penny, where, and a lot of brands do this too, as they're just starting out companies, but where everything they end up, once their book is out, everything they post is about their book, and other people are only going to find that so interesting. You know, it's like, you can only talk about yourself so much, about your product, buy this, buy this, buy this. And so we really try to push our clients to remember, and this is what we focus on a lot when we help our clients, is posting other quality content that is attractive and interesting and enticing and funny and whatever the vibe is supposed to be to your target audience. So they see your account is not just a place that's trying to sell them a book, but they see it as an account that they like following because the other content's good too. They get great tips, or they get a funny meme, or they get some real life, you know, confessions from another parent that's going through, you know, the trenches. Like, think about those kind of things and why you're on social media. So I love when authors start this early because they don't have a book to promote yet. They really can just start focusing on filling their account with the kind of content that really shows who they are as a person. But it also gives you some time to, you know, hone those muscles of figuring out what works for your buyer market. You know, what do they respond to? And again, depending on your genre or your topic, maybe it's funny, humorous stuff. Maybe it's real life tips. Maybe it's self-improvement. You know what I mean? There's so many things that really complement whatever you have going on with your book and the genre you write in and things like that. And it takes practice to get good at curating that kind of content and creating that kind of content. So starting it before your book is out, when you have that pressure and you're thinking like, oh my gosh, if I don't post something brilliant right now, I'm going to lose out on a book sale. Like, avoid that by starting early and get some stuff up there and kind of figure out, get in a groove and figure out what works for you.
Yeah. I 10,000% agree with that. I think that the earlier that you can start, if you're going to make your mistakes, make them early.
Right? Yes, that's brilliant. Yes, exactly.
You know, make them early. And I think that it also does take, because we have an author that we're working with actually now, helping her promote her book. And I had conversations with her months ago when she was like, oh, I'm on Instagram and I don't really know. And we would brainstorm ideas and what she can post. And it's taken a little bit of time for her to find her footing. And I think that's with all of us, right? Mm-hmm. When we're getting into social media. And that'll also give you the opportunity to determine where you want to be in social media and where you feel like you resonate most with. So Author Central, we talked about that earlier on, but you cannot start an Author Central until your book is live. Now, if you have obviously multiple books, you're going to have your Author Central already set up. But if this is your first time, the minute that your book goes up for pre-order, if you're doing a pre-order, or that your book goes live, you can grab your Author Central account, and it's author.amazon.com. So that's something. What about Goodreads?
Goodreads is a tricky one, because Goodreads, I will say, they've definitely doubled down on their security and privacy and protections for authors, which I think is a very good thing. Like, you know, because it can be linked to your KDP account. Like there's a lot of reasons, and it's owned by Amazon. And we all know that Amazon is uber careful about their login security and things like that. So Goodreads has followed suit. So what you can do early is make sure that you're using Goodreads as a user, you know, fill out a user profile, like be there as a reader, add your headshot and this is a tip, add the headshot you plan on using for Author Central, or that you plan on using professionally associated with your book. You know, if you get a new one, update it. One of the best tips I can give everybody listening is to have your reader account prepped to match your author account as much as possible. So your professional bio, your website, you know, fill it out, because then when your book is released and you go to submit, you just have to apply to become a Goodreads author.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, they're not checking your high school, you know, GPA or anything like that. It's just really a matter of you proving you are who you are, so they don't have somebody trying to impersonate you, you know, and take over your author profile.
Right.
But the more you can make your reader profile, your personal profile, look like the one that's up on Amazon that matches your website, all these things, you are going to get approved so much quicker. I can tell you this from personal experience. Authors that just get a reader profile, Penny, that don't put a photo, that don't fill out anything on their, you know, under their profile or anything like that, they end up jumping through quite a few hoops trying to convince Goodreads that they are legitimately the author of said book, because Goodreads has no way to prove it. You know, it's just somebody showing up going, hey, that's my book and I'd like to be in charge of it now, you know, and they take that seriously and they won't do it. They will keep pushing back on you and telling you, what else can you do to prove that this is your book? So that is one tip. You can definitely claim your reader, get a user profile, fill that out in advance. Excuse me, at any time. And then once your book goes live on Amazon, a lot of times Goodreads is pretty good about automatically populating the Goodreads search function with books that are actively live on Amazon. I will say it's not uncommon either for it to take a little bit longer for the book cover to show up for new books. This is something new with Goodreads. Hopefully they're working on it. I can tell you, I've actually submitted this request on behalf of a lot of our clients before, because it's kind of, you know, it's just one extra step. But yeah, wait until get your Goodreads reader profile, get to know Goodreads too. You know, this is kind of like the other social media thing. Get to know what's on the site, get to visit some groups, check out how people are using it, you know, read some reviews that are on there. I know Goodreads is kind of the scary place for reviews, but whether authors like it or not, these are diehard book lovers that use Goodreads. So this really is kind of like the top tier of who you really want to. I mean, if your book gets good reviews on Goodreads, you should feel extra proud. I mean, this is a big deal. Like they take this seriously. And now, and we've discussed this on other shows too, Penny, I'm seeing it more and more that Amazon is using Goodreads flags for their books as well, you know, for books that are doing really well. So Goodreads favorite, Goodreads, they have flags for certain lists on Goodreads too. So this is definitely an area that you want to get to know and immerse yourself in a little bit, and at minimum have a great presence there. So get your reader profile early, get to know the platform. And then once your book goes live on Amazon, claim your author profiling. And Goodreads makes that pretty straightforward. They just have a form for you to fill out and submit. So it's pretty simple from that point on.
Okay. Yeah. I think that it is really good to get your feet wet in Goodreads early, as you pointed out, just because, you know, it's a little bit, I mean, just start joining some groups, feel around a little bit, get a sense of what Goodreads is all about. The other one that we talk a lot about too is BookBub. So BookBub and many authors, I'm still surprised how many authors that I talk to don't know what BookBub is. You can go to bookbub.com. So it's bookbub.com, and you can sign up for their newsletter. So you can't set up an author profile, but you can sign up to get their newsletters. And I think it's helpful to get a sense of the community on BookBub. And there is a community on BookBub. So they have both the newsletter option and then they have the profile option. So you can set up a profile there. You'll see a lot of book bloggers on there. You'll see a lot of even just basic reader profiles on BookBub. Mm-hmm. But you have to, in order to set up an author profile, obviously you have to be an author. So as soon as, much like with Author Central, as soon as your book goes, is up for pre-order, or, you know, if you've hit your publication date of your book, grab it and add it to your author profile. And that kind of, you know, that changes things up a little bit. But BookBub is another one that, again, you can get into early, get a sense of, you know, what's in their newsletters, what the community looks like. And it's not that, you know, we kind of went through this list, what I feel was the list in order of where what you should start with. Focus on the things that are going to have, focus on the things that have a much longer runway, I guess is mm-hmm. what we're saying. So, you know, we started off with the website, migrated into the newsletter. Amy talked a lot about the blog, the social media accounts. Those are things that you can start early. So if you're sitting here and you're like, I'm being told that I have to market my book and that I have to have all these things for the author platform, not all of these things are going to work for you or that you can access necessarily right away, but mm-hmm. you can certainly prep for them. And then, you know, the thing about it is too, is that if you spent a little bit of time on Goodreads and you spend a little bit of time on BookBub, by the time your book comes out, whether it's a month from now or 2 months from now or a year from now, you're going to be really rocking and ready to go, as opposed to many times. I mean, Amy, we have talked to authors who were, you know, like, oh, I've never been on Goodreads, I've never been on BookBub. And, you know, that's
yeah. And there's so many other things, and it's exciting, but it can be overwhelming. There's so many other things that you can focus your energy on in those first few months of your book. And if you can help it, you don't want it to be your website, right, Penny?
Yeah.
Like of all the things that go on in the life of a book, you know, in an ideal situation, you do these kind of in the order that we've outlined, because not only does it let you focus on just a handful of things at once, once you get to like the really exciting fun part where your book is out there, you can focus energy on pitching and getting reviews and things like that, because you can't do all of this at once. It's not humanly possible.
Right. Exactly. And as we mentioned early on, websites just invariably, I mean, whether even if you're doing it yourself through Squarespace or something like that, websites always take longer than you think they will. Right.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's a good idea to start it. And then you can also, as you're migrating through some of these other things that we talked about, you can also make some changes to it. And like I said, if you're going to make your mistakes, mm-hmm. make them while nobody's watching. Yeah.
Yes. That's a really good point, Penny. I was going to say that too, because as you're learning more and doing this kind of early research, early market research, following other authors, starting to use Goodreads as yeah. a reader in introducing yourself and seeing what authors are doing on there, you're going to get so many great ideas. You know, yeah. I've gotten great ideas by visiting author websites, especially for bonus content and ways that they immerse their readership and their brand, where it's like, oh, this is so cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you really will learn a lot in the process of doing this. So, you know, none of these are set it and forget it sort of things either. So the earlier you start them, you know, it gets to be the fun part where you're just kind of fine tuning and adding cool features and things like that, which personally I think is the most exciting.
Well, and I think, you know, and just to kind of leave everybody with this, we've talked about this on other shows before, but it's really the long runway. And if you think about it, just apparently I love my analogies today, but if you think about it like a plane taking off, right? They need some runway to really get in the air. And that's what we always encourage authors to do, is don't expect your plane to take off and all the things to be glorious if you're just building your website on the day that your book is launched, right? Like, yes, okay, my book exactly. is out, or my book's been out a week. I need a website. I need all these things, right? Because you're...
And we've worked with those authors, and I can tell you, they don't love it. Like, we help them get through it, but it, you know... It's a slog for sure.
Well, and then they always kind of feel behind the eight ball, right? They always yeah. feel like I'm just catching up. And this is where, and if you've been to writers' conferences, I know that you've heard somebody say this before. We certainly have heard this, but this is where authors start to say, oh my gosh, I wish I had known all this stuff with my first books. And what they're really saying is that, yes, we do learn a lot as we go, right? Our writing mm-hmm. gets better, we're marketing pencil is sharpened, but it's really about giving yourself enough of a runway, giving yourself enough of a head start such that you're not showing up on the day your book is born going, okay, now I need all the things, because that becomes overwhelming. And I think very discouraging, because sometimes, I mean, like if you're thinking about building your newsletter, I mean, building a newsletter subscription base and building a blog that is interesting enough that you're getting comments, all those things take time. So I think that I was blogging probably, I don't mean this to sound discouraging, but I was blogging for, I think, a year and a half, maybe even 2 years before I got my first comment. Keep in mind. What?
No, I'm just, I feel this deeply.
But I mean, keep in mind that obviously, you know, we talk about book marketing on our website, and that is not very, that's not as sexy as maybe, I don't know what, right? But the latest celebrity gossip.
That's a different podcast.
Right. That's a different podcast, or the latest true crime story or something like that. So obviously, given the topic, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time for people to pop, but it can take a while for people to see the blog. And you know, and like I said, it's like showing up at a party. By the time you get people responding, they're like, oh, look at all this content. It's a little bit like this podcast, right? So we've had this podcast now for 3 years. So next year, oh my gosh, next year in February, we'll be starting our fourth year. I can't even believe it. But the first year, I mean, I would look at our listener, the amount of listeners that we had. It was kind of like, right?
Can we keep doing this? Yeah.
Right. I'm like, okay, well, I guess we'll just keep going with this. It was 2020 anyway. It was a weird year, right? So I'm like, okay, well, all the things are canceled. I guess we'll just keep going with this podcast. And we loved it, because we always, I think many of you have commented that we sound very fun, and we're actually super fun in real life, just so you know. This isn't just for the podcast, but it takes time. It mm-hmm. takes time to get, you know, for people to find you and share it and respond and resonate. And so, yeah, give yourself the time. Give yourself the runway. And we hope that you have enjoyed the show. We love listener suggestions. So thank you to the person, or I think a couple people, who recommended this show idea. Send us your ideas. Send us your thoughts. And we love reviews wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks so much for tuning in. Bye-bye.